From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward. President Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council opened the one-day summit Thursday with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. The U.S. is pressing for a greater focus on political solutions and less on sectarian fighting, especially in states like Yemen and Syria. However, some Gulf states, such as Saudi Arabia, view sectarian violence as the top security threat. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that efforts to stem the tide of migrants seeking the shores of Europe are working. He spoke at a press conference with the Turkish Foreign Affairs Minister in Ankara. He said that the effort is making a difference and that the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea is going down significantly. His comments come as a UN refugee agency confirmed reports that up to 500 people may have lost their lives in an overcrowded boat sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
They were being transferred by the smugglers who were in command of their boat to a larger vessel that was already carrying hundreds of people. And while they were doing this in the middle of the sea at night, the bigger vessel went down.
Meanwhile, relief groups launched their largest aid delivery yet to Syria Thursday, sending 65 trucks carrying food and medicines to besieged rebel-held town in the country center. That's according to the Red Cross. They will deliver aid to some 120,000 civilians. VOA News.